No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And today we're going to talk about theme and how to put it in your work. Like literally what it is and where it goes and how to use it. Because for a number of reasons, including but not limited to some of the manuscripts I've worked with people on and some of the questions I've answered for other people, and also just the general sort of vibe of things I've seen online, theme seems to be one of those things that's really confusing to people, and it doesn't need to be. It shouldn't be that difficult. It should make a lot of sense. So let's talk about how to turn it practical, how to make it into a thing. First, though, we're going to come to a kind of a definition of it, and B, who really needs to use it. So the definition of a theme is a lesson or an idea that you want the story to deliver to the reader, not just an intellectual idea about like, oh, this is a story about Frodo taking the ring to the volcano, or, oh, this is a story of, you know, saving a town. That's not that kind of idea. This is more an idea of like a personal idea, a story of, or a phrase about the story's message to the reader. Believe in yourself. Be, you know, do the right thing even when it's difficult. Stand up to a bully. You know, at the end of the day, love is always the greatest emotion. Things like that. Lessons that you want to walk the reader into and have them walk away with when the story is done. Now, those lessons are personal and those lessons are human. And even if your story is not about humans, even if we're writing about elves or writing about robots in space or writing about whatever, there's a theme somewhere. There needs to be, because your readership is human. And what your reader is looking for is not just the creativity of your work and the escape of that creativity. Wow, I really got lost in these pages. If you want your story to stick with them, beyond just, oh, I read that book last week, it was pretty good. If you wanted to really make a difference for them and have them really kind of be your fan and grow your readership and always go back to your books and always look forward to your books and share your work, if that's something that's really important to you beyond just, you know, cha-ching, cha-ching, here comes another sale, you're going to do that. One of the ways you're going to do that is by understanding theme. And understanding that what readers are looking for, in addition to how creative you are, is a lesson, is something that they can take away from your story that persists in their mind longer than just the number of feet you had the monster have or something. Themes really and truly matter. As for who can use them or what kind of story needs a theme, really it's anything from middle grade forward. So that's like the bulk of fiction for humans, right? Middle grade is the stuff that you would give an elementary school student. They know how to read, and we're sort of getting them engaging with fiction. The stories are simple in construction, but you still get, you know, some kind of benefit. It's not the early reader. We're not teaching like Dr. Seuss. We're not teaching, you know, See Dog Go. We're not doing the simple construction stuff. These are sort of the first forays into story and dialogue and different kinds of scenes, all the way from, you know, middle grade to young adult. Well, middle grade to reader, which is just slightly older kids who are not yet teens, to young adult to new adult, and obviously adult fiction. If you're writing anything, any genre, anything that falls into the, you know, span of middle grade to adult, which is the majority of the spans of writing, you need a theme, at least one, ideally one or two. More themes is not necessarily better. More themes does not mean you are a better writer, or that if you pull it off, you get more brownie points, or that there is a bigger advance for you in traditional publishing. It doesn't really work that way. Nor do you need to have like certain themes. It's not like, oh, I'm writing a romance novel, so I should always have, you know, True Love Conquers All. Doesn't work that way. Sure, some themes are more specific to some kinds of stories. Always Do the Right Thing is a very common story in, you know, redemption and challenge stories. And it's the, you know, you in like spy novels or whatever, you often get themes of justice or danger or overcoming obstacles, something like that. But your theme can be anything. You just need to have one. It needs to be there, and you need to know how to use it, how to wield it. So where does it come into the story? How do we get it here? And that gets a little complicated and a little specific for whatever it is you're writing. The easiest thing to do is to take your plot, whatever your plot is, and find a theme that weaves its way into that plot. So if you've got a plot where a guy is trying to make, you know, he's trying to correct a wrong that he did 25 years ago and now he's back. Or if you are if you've got a romance novel where somebody is coming from a small town to the big city or whatever, find themes that tie to elements of your story. Or flip the whole thing around. If you have a theme you know you want to explore, you've got something to say about standing up to injustice, or you've got something to say about, you know, fighting for the underdog or something like that, then you build your plot around that theme, around the idea of it. Now, we haven't written anything at this point, and if you're somebody who's written or in the middle of writing and you're wondering, well, what do I do? Don't worry. There's still a way to operate with this sort of theme plot divide, whatever you want to call it. You take a look at your plot and you ask what theme best fits what I have, knowing that it is very possible that you're going to have to rewrite some part of this either at the end of the draft or while you're still making it. The idea of tying your theme to your plot is easiest. It's straightforward. All stories have plot, so you can always find some material to graft a message onto. Simple, easy. The other thing you can do if you don't want to do it with your plot, because maybe your plot is really big and really broad, like you're writing a fantasy novel with like 20 political characters trying to like lead the kingdom or do this or do that. The other thing you can do is attach your theme to your character arc. Now, you can attach your plot and your, you know, your character arc to your theme and your character arc to your plot. You can tie the whole thing together if you want. But the other way to attach your theme is to tie it to one character. Here is a character in the story. They are doing whatever, whether it's a main plot or a subplot, but what they're doing is part of a theme. If you have a secondary character who learns that there secretly are like elves and fantasy creatures just on the other side of like reality, then they have to learn how to be a hero and defend them when they become under attack, then you could arguably have a theme of standing up for the little guy or doing the right thing or becoming your own hero, something like that. What you want to do from a writing construction point, very simply, is to look for scenes where you can summarize them in such a way that it reflects your theme. If you take scene number 12, and it's the scene where you introduce the idea that, oh, that, you know, you can fall in love with the right person but not know it, something like that. Or you can always correct a previous mistake, whatever your theme is. Find a scene where that comes up, not in its entirety, because remember, we don't have to put all the eggs in one basket. It doesn't always only have to be one scene. But if we were to think about the theme as an arc, the way we would think about a plot or a character arc, we would do it in pieces. We would introduce the idea, we would develop it for some number of iterations, and then we would, you know, resolve it when we're done. Usually it's 3, sometimes 4, 5, 6, however many. But it would be more than one, definitely more than one, more than likely more than two. just like we would for a plot, just like we would for a character arc. A theme gets its own arc called a thematic arc. And you just attach that in there. Like, okay, here's my theme of do the right thing or stand up for injustice. We introduce the fact that there is an injustice. We introduce the fact that the character is going to do something about it. We see the character doing something about it. That's already three scenes, maybe more. And then at the end, with the climax of the story, we make sure that to pay it off, we show the character having succeeded. Four things, five things, seven things, however many things. The point is we have tied what's happening in the story to the message we're trying to get across to the reader. It doesn't come out of the blue. It's not this totally unrelated thing. There's some element of the story that is significant that is helping deliver the message of the theme. Now, it depends on what the theme is. If you're writing a middle grade book, if you're writing a lighter end young adult book, obviously your themes are going to be, you know, there needs to be a level of appropriateness to your theme. You don't want to stick like a heavy duty emotionally, you know, emotionally complex. Not all of life is fair. Sometimes you have to make a tough decision that hurts someone in order to heal someone else. Like, you don't necessarily want to explore that in your middle grade book aimed at like fifth graders, because that's lunacy. But you can have simpler versions of complex themes in simpler level work. It's okay. Like, there's no comprehensive agreement, especially in traditional publishing, as to how a theme should be represented. There's no agreed upon way as to how to make your theme work. Like, oh, the only representation of found family has to look like this. Nobody knows that. Nobody comes to it. It's not that. We honestly don't even want it standardized like that, because that would, you know, end up filing the edges off and homogenizing stories and make everything kind of boring. But we'll cover more of the general, like, here's how theme works in publishing and here's why it's important. We'll talk about that tomorrow. For now, I want you to think about what your theme is. Everybody's got to have one. Every story's got to have one. What's your theme? Can you identify it based on what you have written or what you are planning to write? Let's start there, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.